Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee meeting for Thursday, September 8th. My name is Brian Edwards-Tieger. I'm the chair of the committee. I'm going to ask whoever is pressing buttons to stop doing that, and for our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay, Jim Boyd.
Here.
Lydia Brizard. Unmute. Come back. Adriana Kasanov. Brian Edwards-Tieger. Okay, you're here.
I'm here.
Okay. Jeez. Marcus Jeter. R. Paul Martin, I am here. Tony Norman. Michael Novick.
Present.
Manager Saba. Raul Salvador.
Present.
Barbara Wipperman.
Present.
Lydia Brazan, you here? All right, we have six, so that's a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I sent out an agenda a couple nights ago. Do I have a motion to approve it?
So moved.
Any objection to approval of the agenda?
Well, as I mentioned, I don't think there's any way to get to the KPFK budget. We'll be getting a revised version of it probably tomorrow and then discussing it at LSD.
Okay.
Saturday, so we can bring it up on Tuesday.
Rather than amending the agenda, why don't we just table that when we get to it?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Any other proposed modifications to the agenda? Hearing none, is there any objection to approving the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. We're on to minutes approval. We have no minutes to approve. We are now off of minutes approval. We're on to fiscal year 2015 budget review, and the first budget up is the Pacifica Radio Archives. Brian DeShazer, the director of the archives, has joined us on the call. Brian, you want to give an opening presentation on the budget?
Sure. Thank you for your time, everybody, and thanks for the help from Raul and National Office for as much as we've been able to do up to this point. Notes that the budget is incomplete, that we don't have the final numbers of shared services from the five station budgets, and there's a couple other items that Raul and Margie and I are working out. But for the most part, I think this gives a really good, as much detailed picture as possible as we can. We're proposing a budget that, including a grant from the National Archives, is $675,220,000. Without the grant, it's a $580,802 budget. We are leaving this gives us a $10,198 surplus after all is said and done. And the other big items and goals and objectives for this year's budget was to reduce the number of fundraiser days on the stations. This year we were sort of backed into a corner with doing 4 days, two in November, one in April, which was an emergency because of unpaid central services, and again in August for, again, unpaid central services left us to try to scramble to come up with there at the very bottom line. So this year, with agreement from the station managers as much as they can, we're proposing 2 days in November as our standard mandated board campus campaign drive with a goal of $155,000, and then 1 day in April with a goal of $70,000. So I think that is it for the opening, Brian. For my opening, anyway, for what the goals are and where we are on the bottom line.
Great. Thank you. And thank you for the detailed notes you sent out with the budget. I'll take a stack on questions.
Michael to the stack.
I have Michael. Who else? I have Michael. If there's no one else, I'll add myself afterwards. Go ahead, Michael.
This is just brief. The tabs say fiscal year 2014 for budget and cash flow, but that's just a typo. And then the actual cash flow figures on the good figures for 2013, or is that just a comparison? Or
I'm sorry, I'm not, is that a question for me?
Looking at what I got, the tabs on the bottom say budget fiscal year 2014, and then it says, I assume that's a typo, and then it says cash flow fiscal year 2014 on the next tab, but the figures there say cash flow figures for fiscal year 2013, so I'm not sure if those are typos or...
Yeah, those are just typos. This is just taking a previous budget and then doing a copy and paste, and the manager just did.
Those are all 2015 numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else for Stack? Okay. Brian, a couple questions. I saw in your notes you're planning 3 days of fundraising, but you're also asking the stations to give you an average day of fundraising from each of their spring drives?
That was from the previous year. This is just straight 3 days the archives will be doing in the drive.
Okay.
That was in the notes, that was just something I forgot to delete from last year. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I see the sentence. I'm sorry. I'm taking it out here. Okay.
Well, this is a question to you. Have you done a projection or on what... if we were to use the same type of central services formula that we did for adjusting the national office, do you know what percentage we would need to plug the hole in the archives budget?
Right now, as I'm looking at the archives budget, it's $240,000 that they put as shared services for the whole five station, and that would be based on about a $10 million combined listener support. If we are using a 2.5% at this point. And that's kind of like more in line with what our average that we use for the national services, the national office central services. We have an average of, I believe, $10 million. So if we use that as a kind of a mark, $10 million, 2.5% is about $250,000. So that they're within that kind of range, but unlike the national office, we determine a fixed amount based on that. But this can go higher or lower depending on the projections of each individual radio station, and. I think we're going to be between $250,000 to $275,000 by the time this is over for the combined operations, or combined radio station revenue.
You mean actual revenue, or do you mean the need of the archive?
On the projected revenue.
Okay. Is there any reason we shouldn't create a duplicate of the formula we just did for the national office, where it's a fixed expense based on prior year's averages, so they don't have to wait with bated breath for the stations to complete their budgets?
Hello?
Hi.
Adriana?
Hi, Adriana. Welcome.
do we have quorum?
We do. Yeah, we're discussing the archives budget now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Brian, can I say something?
Yes.
I think you paused a question. I don't know if that's rhetorical, but I think that would be a good idea to have the same methodology that we use for the central services, and that, again, for reasons that we discuss in the National Office Central Services, this would also work with the archives budget. And I think there's not going to be a big difference, unlike the Central Services for National Office, but I think it's going to be in the same premise, same expenses, and I think it will cover the what Brian had budgeted right now. So we're going to most likely arrive at that amount.
Okay.
Michael, does it to the stack?
I got Michael. Anyone else to stack on the archives budget?
Yeah, Jim.
I've got Jim to stack. Anyone else? Jim, you go ahead. Michael's had one crack at it already.
Okay. Based on the listener support that you've received from the stations this year, do you think that the listener support projections for next year are realistic?
Yeah, thanks for that question. That's definitely depending upon the leadership and supervision of the national office and our ability to help the stations make the payment before they spend the money. I do understand this year with the failure of CPB funds and other emergencies, that sort of backed everybody in the corner, but I'm hoping that the 2.5% is valued by the stations and management and will make those payments. And as I'm saying, that's the 2.5% is the board policy of what the stations are supposed to pay.
Michael, go ahead.
That's all I have.
A couple of questions. I thought I saw in Wayne Bradley's letter about the KPSC budget that he was looking at a 2% for the archives instead of 2.5%. I want to clear that up. And then what I'm saying is the KPFK, because we do provide housing and facilities for archives, that we have a reduction, and I can't remember if that comes up the archives portion of the central services or the national office portion.
Right. The first point, the 2.2% that was in the KPFT budget, in the past 3 weeks or so, I've been working with the managers and, again, trying to sort of address the gap between 2.5% budgeted and what we ended up getting, which was somewhere around 1.5% when all is said and done this year. Hopefully it'll go a little bit higher between now and the next 2 weeks. But the proposal was to reduce the central services from 2.5 to 2, in addition to the fundraiser days being reduced, provided that the station general managers committed to, I think it was 5 or 6 points that I gave them for helping to promote the archives to help offset those funds, which included on-air announcements of the 800 number for copies of programs, website promotion for the fund drive, email blasts, partnerships with events, et cetera. And I actually didn't hear back from any of the general managers. So the proposal was taken off the table, and
okay.
I guess KPFT put it in as the proposal, but we're going to get them to change that.
Okay.
And then the second question, I'm sorry?
Because KPFK provides housing for the, I can't remember if this ad comes off our general national office services Okay.
Right. Many years ago, that was the way. It was 3% for 4 of the stations and 2.5% for KPFK. But because the other 4 stations were having such problems, particularly WBAI, somebody somewhere, and I honest to God don't know who it was and when, but it was 2 or 3 years ago, made the change for all 5 stations to go to 2.5.
Okay.
Michael.
Peter.
Brian, can I
go ahead?
Okay. The credit that's being awarded to KPFK as a result of PRA having their offices the same on KPFK's property was being done at the National Office Central Services, whereby KPFK has been being billed 16% instead of the 17% that everybody else is being billed for. So that was the credit that's coming from. I was just talking to the GM of KPFK just before this call, and we kind of clarify that. So with the new concept of these fixed percentages, for the national office, that 1% credit that being allocated to, that's being given to KPFK is being replaced by the reduced central services, the resultant central services allocated to KPFK, which, as we computed, would be about $50,000 reduction into what their current levels at this time. If they would have budgeted 16% of the projected revenue right now, versus the $441,000 that we allocate for KPFK. So that kind of what we discussed in an earlier meeting with KPFK management.
Okay, thank you.
Anyone else with questions on the PRA budget?
Well, going, Brian.
Go ahead.
Well, going back to your earlier question about the, getting a fixed amount, I think that we can again demonstrate from the archives unit, if we go with that, whatever is right now, based on their budget, they have about, without the central services, they would need about $230,000 of additional funding from the station. And if we use the same methodology, then that would demonstrate a reduction of what the station would be projecting for this year based on a 2.5%. So again, it will show some kind of transparency in the archives that they are working within the budget, and that it will facilitate the collection of central services from the station if they know in advance how much it costs them, and they are able to track it on a month-to-month basis with a fixed cost. Not to mean that, you know, the business manager at PRA has been doing a great job tracking the receivables from the station. So, but I think this will even facilitate that.
So one thing, and I apologize, I haven't had much time to look at these documents because they came in during my workday, but one thing I'm having trouble with is that it may be the viewer I'm using. Are there comparison columns comparing the budget to prior years?
No, Brian, there isn't. There is another document that I was working on that does have them, so I can send that along with the FY 2014 actuals.
With a forecast over actuals or just the actuals to date?
Forecast to the end of September actuals.
Okay.
So Mariana projected it to the end of September.
So it would be helpful to see the forecast and also the prior year, so the 2013 numbers.
Wait a minute. I actually got confused there. So one is just the actuals from 2014 all the way through.
Including the forecast, so it's apples to apples.
Okay, so the forecast is between now and the end of September, right? Like the 2 weeks period?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the forecast is probably between July and the end of September because our last financial statements are through June.
Okay, yeah. I think that's what it is, the forecast all the way through.
Uh-huh. And then a column next to that was 2013, which should just
be copied. The 2013 budget, 2013. All right, I think I understand.
Actually.
So you went to 2013, 2014, and then the budget that we're projecting. Got it. So I will send that along after this call or first thing in the morning just to verify with Mariana that it is what you want. Okay?
Great. And then I guess I'll be the blunt one. 3 days of on-air fundraising sounds like a lot, particularly if 2.5% is staying the same. Have you all looked into, cost cutting at the archive?
Actually, this budget does carry some costs reductions. The entire archive staff, I deleted a three-point cost of living raise. The archive staff, all seven of us, have not received increases in over 5 years, where the union shops are. But other than that, you know, the main priority for this year, and this is the given, we have a contract with the National Archives for a grant that requires the matches a four of the staff members, and then the other staff is related to funds that are raised at the station level. In other words, our staff is broken into program services, preservation, and administration. So the preservation staff is doing the work of the grant, which can't be reduced. The program services staff are doing work for the station drives, which this past year in 2014 raised a total for all five stations collectively over $425,000. That's $425,000 raised at the station level using PRA premiums and PRA staff, putting together the premiums and doing the manufacturing, labeling, and distribution. So that's a big number when the amount of central services that we're talking about is only $240,000. So I have looked at reductions and everywhere I could, and this is the base level that I can present and be able to manage that staff and be able to develop new revenue streams to then, in future, reduce the dependency on those archives fund drive days. I can't go from 4 days to 0 days or 4 days to 2 days without some program or some support from somewhere to help make the offset. And we're doing that by, actually, just 3 hours ago, we received a donation of $5,000 from one donor. We have an event October 2nd at the Feminist Majority, which should raise another $5,000 with the VIP host committee at the, like I said, for promoting the American Women's Project at the Feminist Majority. We're also doing research and development for family foundations like the Roth Family Foundation, Wasserman Foundation, the Flora Family Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation, and we're looking for preservation funds as well from the NEH, the Getty Images, the Institute for Museum and Library Sciences, and others. So to try to get to the next step of finding revenue streams outside of Pacifica Station on Air fundraisers, you guys, we need a little bit of time to do the research and development and making the calls for discretionary funds and other programs that won't require another match that the archives doesn't have.
Okay.
Let me say one more thing. This year with those 4 days of fundraising, if the five stations had paid the required central services, we would not have had to do the 2 days of extra fundraising. The April day we wouldn't have had to do, and the August day we wouldn't have had to do, if the stations paid what was budgeted, not just the budget, but the actual of what the central services are. So it's up to the stations when they make the payments. We probably won't have to do that third day, Brian. If we can have like regular payments made up to April, we could cancel the April day fundraiser. So that's the extra bit of information.
Okay, anyone else on the PRA budget?
Michael Novak back in the stack.
I've got Michael. Who else? All right, go ahead, Michael.
Cool to the stack also.
Okay, I've got Michael, then Raul. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, this is on the question of the flat rate. I know there's some back and forth on the list from the general manager of WBAI about the fact that because their listener support has dropped off quite substantially over the last 4 years, that the 8% over the average represents pretty close to 15% of the current. And I'm wondering if we'll get some pushback if we change the PRA to 2.5% of the average from WBAI. They might see that as more than they can handle. So I just want to raise that The other thing is more a request to Brian DeShazer. If you could send me the ask you had for the general managers at KPFK, we put together a development task force that's trying to do off-air fundraising, grant writing, and other stuff like that, and so I might be able to provide some assistance to you on.
I'm sorry, I actually can't understand. Something's breaking up, or I'm just not able to understand you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I was saying to Brian DeShazer that at KPFK we put together a development task force. Is that, am I audible or clear?
Yes, now I understand.
It's a group of volunteers initiated by the LSP and approved by management. So we have a number of people who have experience in grant writing and other forms of nonprofit development, and we might be able to assist the archives as well. So I was wondering if you could send me the ask that you had to the general managers or you know, some of the help you might need on, you know, research and grants, and we might be able to get the people to, you know, assist you on that.
Yes, what I'll do is I'll send you the list of organizations that we have identified as being target organizations for archive activities and grant subjects.
Great, thank you.
Well?
Okay. I'm trying to, like what you indicated earlier, that we need to probably get a comparative forecast for 2014 so we could really actually get a good analysis of this budget. But in terms of expenditures, it looks to me you are budgeting, revenue-wise between 2014, I'm just a rough projection on your budget. You are anticipating about a jump of from about $160,000 increase in revenue versus what we can project for 2014. This is a rough estimate. I think it's a jump from 420 to 4580 in revenue. Where would that come from mostly?
I think the NHPRC grant income at 5800 line. It says 91,418. Last year, that line was only 22,000.
Oh, okay.
So it's a two-year grant, $128,000, but it was broken up. The first year was 22,000 something, and then the second year is 91,000 something.
I take that back because I was looking at a cash flow some numbers. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. I saw that.
Okay. And also, we were at the $3,000 underneath it for non-operating grants. That's the value of the California Audio Visual Preservation Project. So we're doing other projects in addition to the NHPRC, but a lot of them are service grants. In other words, the California Audio Visual Preservation Project got a grant from the NEH, and they're paying over 75 different organizations to do digitization, and we're one of the 75. So what they did for us we got the invoice to prove that the value that we're going to be doing this year is about $3,000, but there's no cash that goes actually into our account.
Okay, because when I said that earlier, the $160,000 jump, I was looking at another tab in your budget, but now that I'm looking at it, it's $445 is total revenue, and I think we're doing about $425 this year. Which is only a $25,000 jump increase, and I think in general expenses increased by about the same amount of money. It's really important that we have that comparison, but it also would probably be able to utilize those information on what we actually need for PRA. I don't know if that's what we want to go with based on fixed costs so that we could get a commitment from the stations. But we really need to look at this budget a little bit more closely, because I'm thinking the revenue is about $25,000 more, and I'm looking at the expenses to jump to like another $40,000. So, and again, this is a rough estimate on what I have here, but certainly we need to get this kind of circle back on this. But in the meantime, I don't know what the committee would like to determine if we have to decide on the methodology on this.
Well, this is Brian. If we're going to do the same thing we did with the national office, which is look at the need and then divide it up according to prior year averages, you know, we're going to need those comparison columns before we can reach closure on what the need is. So I had hoped we could resolve the question of the central service level for the archive tonight, but I think we're going to have to push that till Tuesday.
Okay, sorry. Had I known you needed those extra columns, I would have sent it. I apologize, you guys.
It's okay. You're one of the first people to get a budget in, Brian.
At least I have half
a good
my
thing, but you're in good company.
At least I have half my head screwed on. I do want to say something positive too, that you know, could not be budgeted yet, and that, you know, in the years of doing digitization projects, we have all of this product now that we can now start marketing and figuring out how to actually make money from it. And so we've met this year with the Getty Images, which is the largest distributor of copywritten images and something, and audio, and I'm sorry, music. So we met with the heads of the Getty Images, and we're working right now to develop, first and foremost, a list of music recordings from our collection that is either in public domain or we have registered at the Library of Congress for copyright registration to then be bundled, the word, listen to the buzzword bundled, to be bundled and then licensed for distribution and actual money coming into the archives. So step one is working with music to get it registered and then pushed to the Getty for review. And then the next thing is that we will be working with the Getty Foundation to create an audio department which looks at the rest of our materials. So the pitch to them was to take all of our materials on the free speech movement, which we are the only ones that have, and bundle it together and then license it to, say, Rachel Maddow, or if Amy Goodman was non-Pacifica, Amy Goodman's show, Democracy Now!, to have in perpetuity license to those materials for use in their program. So we're moving forward this year and the next year, working with John Krigler and the Getty Images and copyright attorneys to identify the materials that are clear for copyright that we can say without much question that we own them, to then start marketing. So that's not in the budget because we haven't even gotten to the point of the third meeting. But I'm very positive about this move. It's been working. We've been working on it for about 2 years now, and we just have not gotten the materials together for that bundle pitch. But we do now.
Okay, so my recommendation is that we postpone further deliberation on this budget until Tuesday's meeting. Does anyone else have a different recommendation? Hearing none, we'll take this up again Tuesday. And if Brian, if you can get those comparison columns in and get it out to us Monday at the latest, so we have time to look at this. And Raul, if you can do an analysis on the central services formula like you did for the motion we passed for the national office, that would be helpful. Then we can put it into resolution form and put actual language on the agenda and give the station some more certainty about what they're budgeting around.
Okay, sounds good.
Great.
All right, thank you, Brian.
Well, thank you, everybody.
What's that?
Was that a motion to postpone or just general agreement?
That was a motion to postpone, and there was no objection to it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, thank you.
I just forwarded to the committee list the proposed budget for KPFA, which I am opening for the first time now. That's next on our agenda. Do we have anyone from KPFA to present it?
Sorry. Maria is here. Now, hold on a minute. So we were running the copier, the printer. Maria is here, and she knows much more about this than I do. But we've forwarded to you not only the budget, but then a comparison. I've got it in two separate sheets of paper, but I don't know how you guys are looking at it. And this is a very tight budget. She's, with the latest changes that have been working on at the last minute, gotten down to a surplus, a grand surplus of $126. There are some things that may still change what's in here, but I think we're getting pretty close to having all the information here. I want to look at the comparison sheet first, just to talk about some big changes that we've had done. Compared to last year, there's quite a jump in the speculation about revenue, almost $150,000. And I'm sure Maria can say something about this, but I would like to say that we've had now for months and a half our new general manager. He's had quite a lot of input into this. He couldn't be here this evening. And I will say that has a reputation for being a very good fundraiser. So I'm sure that contributed to some of the discussion that they've had about this. In the expense column, there is an increase from last year for personnel costs, but I know that there have been some cuts in hours, maybe not positions, and probably the increase is more due to some of the benefits that we have for employees. But I will let Maria take over and talk some more about this. We have included in the budget, not on this comparison sheet, but in the budget, Raul's figure for the central services. And I assume there might be some change when he forwards the new calculations about the support for PRA. I don't know. People have questions, or maybe Maria has some things she feels important to say before we go any further.
Maria, go ahead.
Do you have any opening presentation on it?
Well, just to say that, as Brian and Barbara know, my biggest concern or emphasis in the past few days has been to try and cut expenses as much as possible. Yes, we are proposing there are going to be some personnel changes. The Kaiser that I have, the medical benefits, I have it at a 10% increase. I don't have yet. I've spoken to the trust people, the people who handle our Kaiser. They do not know what the increase is going to be, so I have it at a hefty 10%. Last year it was 4.9, 4.8, something like that, so let's just call it 5%. So I'm crossing my fingers we won't be at a whole 10%, but our medical benefits cost us a lot of money. We are going to finally going to our new telephone system starting in October. for at least our 800 number. So that's a voice over IP, and it is going to reduce our costs significantly. I estimate about $22,000 in telephone costs for just the 800 number, and I haven't even had a chance to calculate what the reduction in costs are going to be for our regular local numbers.
But that speculation isn't included in the budget.
The speculation for the long distance is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Let's see, what else can I say? I don't know if this is necessarily budget talk or not, but our general manager has spoken to the other general managers during a meeting today, and well, I guess that's a whole different story, but one of our producers who is on all or four of the five stations has had been pitching for all of the stations, which just pulls him so thin, and we were hoping to give him a producer, but unfortunately the other stations can't help in the cost of that, so I had to pull that out. I can't think of anything else. You know, our listener support, I have gone only on history on that, and it's, you know, at a max of $33,000 per day, which is all on historical, depending on what the what month or what fund drive it is, depends on whether it's at a full 30 or 33 or a lower percentage. I have in the assumptions the actual historical amounts on the right side. I don't know. Maybe it'd be better if I just got questions or comments.
I'll open up the stack. Yourself off. You want to get on the stack? Otherwise, stop dialing.
I haven't been able to open the spreadsheet yet.
Are you having trouble with the format, Michael?
I finally got it open.
I will go first while other people look it over. Are your 2014 projections accurate, Marie? This shows almost $500,000 increase in personnel costs.
Brian, I did not have an opportunity to, I forgot about that. I pulled this right off the general ledger, and unfortunately the July, August, and July and August has been input in for salaries and taxes. So that the actual on fiscal year 14 is low.
Is that the entire actual revenue and expense?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about personnel costs.
Okay, so what in this 14 column?
What's
a 12-month projection and what's a 10-month actual?
Everything but I put everything but personnel costs are a 10-month actual. Actually, it's nine. Wait a minute. Yeah, 10-month actual. I'm sorry. Okay, let me go back. What's in the general ledger for personnel costs are through June. So that would make a 9 months, right? And
okay.
Then I added September as a projection. So basically it's 9 months of actual plus 1 month of projection because the salaries are not in the general ledger yet for July and August. That makes
and
sense.
That applies to which lines on this budget spreadsheet?
Specifically, at line 32, if you're looking at the summary.
Uh-huh.
And lines 75, 78, 79, 81. Yeah, it would be 81. And I think that would be it.
So they're 12-month comparisons and all the other ones?
Yes.
Okay. So what accounts for the $60,000 increase in programming expenses and the $60,000 increase in development expenses?
Okay, on website expense, line 145, we have been without a webmaster, and in the month of January, February, and March, we are looking to contract with somebody that a corporation or somebody that's coming that Quincy is bringing in to redo our website. And on line 139, in for the last year, our news department has been without Reuters, and we are bringing Reuters back.
More than a year, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's been more than a year. On 133, line 133, our union contract says that we are to put aside $5,000 for our union personnel to have training, and we also are putting in $5,000 for our volunteer staff to have training if requested. You can see that nobody really asked for training, so we haven't spent it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, that's the development. Credit card fees, I believe that there may be some entries that still need to be put into into actuals.
Premiums, this is line 167, row 167,
right.
Line item 6750. You're forecasting a $44,000 drop in the cost of premiums.
Yes, that line has always been a mystery to me, because that all it comes in from the template itself. It's deep into the template, if that makes sense. So it's not... It's attached to the listener support. So, yes, we may have spent $131,000, but the actual template is bringing in only $88,000. So that may be need to look be looked at a little bit deeper. Fundraising expense. Hi.
Well, so I mean, just looking at the prior years, in the three prior years, KPFA hasn't spent less than $130,000 on premiums.
Right. Yes, and I'm saying that, you know, the template...
So I understand how you got there, but I don't think that's a number we can base a sound budget on. You're going to have to override the formula.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I'm guessing that we could just use prior years, because it's all, you know, listener support driven. The one good news is that I believe we are trying to get away from too many more premiums, and trying to reduce the use of premiums. So I'll have to, like, look at that and try to figure out a better way to figure out what the premiums are going to be.
Well, he's saying override the formula, and I agree that's probably...
Yeah, but it's kind of
This part of the formula is attached to other things, too. The mailing costs.
Right. It's all a convoluted, goes from point A to point B, back to A, and over to Z, and so on. So,
Yeah, no, I understand, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you got there. It matters whether the numbers are useful.
Right, and I understand what you're
saying. If the formula is spitting out something that's $50,000 off trend, we can't count on that formula.
And I understand what you're saying, but I have to figure out a better way to figure, you know, to come up with a premium cost without going over.
Well, past years.
That's what this is based on, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just calculate past years as a percentage of listener support from each year and carry the same percentage forward.
Okay. That's fine. Should be easy enough to do.
Sorry, I'm hogging the microphone. Anyone else for Stack on KPFA's budget?
Our Paul.
I've got our Paul. Who else?
Raul.
Raul. Did I hear Jim?
Jim.
Okay. I've got our Paul, then Jim, then Raul. Who else? Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, mine will be short. I'm getting a huge number of errors on this. It took a while to come up, and I've got many, many errors of different sorts in it. You know, it just says, like, error colon 520 and pound ref bang and all of this kind of stuff, and a lot of that. So,
where are you looking at, Paul?
I'm looking at Budget FY 2014 tab.
Oh, sorry, and that needs to be changed as well.
Oh.
But anyway, what line specifically?
Let's see. We can look at, line 23 is all error 520. Whatever's up in 2 here in cell A2 is error 520.
Is anybody else seeing that?
No. What's your software, Paul?
I'm using OpenOffice.
Oh, that might be it.
I can print it. I can save it as a PDF and forward it on.
Oh, what version of Evil Empire software is this in? This is XLXX.
It's the XLX. What is it, 2010?
Yeah, the latest one.
Yeah.
Geez, others open up with this.
Maria, you should save it as Excel 97, so
okay.
Everybody would have a good chance of able to retrieve it.
All right, well, that was my thing, because I can't actually read the budget part. So
that is a big thing. We're going to have to get you a version you can read. Jim's next. Jim, if you're talking, we can't hear you.
I'm out.
Yes, you're up.
Okay, on major donor, there's a $119,000 increase. And you said that your new general manager has a history of fundraising. Has there been any plan put together specifically on how that $119,000 is going to be raised as to specific events or specific individuals or whatever, or is that just a goal for the future?
He actually has a grant writer that we have will be contracting with, and she will be writing a minimum of 6 grants. She's a very successful. He has worked with her in the past. She actually had $50,000 waiting to be giving to us right away. Unfortunately, it's not a desirable donation for KPFA. So right away we had $50,000 that could have been ours yesterday. So there's a pretty damn good chance of him bringing at least that much or more in.
Then why isn't that on the grants line then?
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'm because I didn't put it there, but I can.
So is that increase in major donor is is major donor going to keep about the same as last year, and then that increase, that 119,000 increase, should be put down into grants?
Probably. I mean, I have to look at that in greater detail. We also are very close to receiving $100,000 from one specific donor. And he will be coming to the station next week to have a meeting with our general manager.
But that's money. Not in.
Pardon me?
That's not
is that money committed yet?
Not particularly. I mean, committed in that we've had like 3 or 4 meetings with him.
I'm sorry, Jim. I jumped into your questions. Did you have more?
That was the only question I had.
Okay, next on the stack is Raul.
Okay, I don't know if anyone received my projected 2014 for KPFA. This kind of combines the financial statements through June plus the projected budgeted amount for the last 3 months of the fiscal year. It just kind of shows you what we thought KPFA would be finishing 2014 with. One of the things that was discussed already, the premiums last year was about over 5%, and this year we're only projecting 3% of listener support. So there's a very conservative estimate of premiums of being budgeted for this year. And I don't know, and I think the 5% is kind of reasonable based on experience, because we've always talked about a 10-to-1 ratio, but 5% from last year was pretty good. And this year it's 3%, and I don't know if that would be realistic.
Well, I'll have to, we'll have to override. I have to go and find every cell that references the premiums and remove them, and then do a whole separate template on premiums. You know the template, right? I mean, I know you've worked with it before.
Yes, and you can override, just like what Brian said. You can actually override it. I just redid the whole KPFA template to eliminate those other spreadsheets that are linked to the main budget spreadsheet.
Did you say you redid KPFA's template?
KPFK.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to see that, because it's as you know, again, the all of the premiums are associated with listener support, and as well is all of the shipping costs and everything, all included
charges and all those things.
Right, exactly. So, you know, I'm hostage to this template, but if you found a more direct way, I'd love to see it.
Yeah. Again, you could just override them, as long as you have justification on each line item that you're overriding. For example,
right.
If you're overriding the telephone expense, you should know what comprises that, and that would be a good rationale for each line item.
Right. The thing, though, is that along with any premium expense is an associated shipping, costs and all of that. So please send me what you've got if you have the template for K, and I'll take a look at it. Because I can't go in and I don't want to have to override the actual budget. I'd rather have some sort of calculation that could support it.
Okay.